Tom, right now, and we'll focus to catch up with Nick from Valenti Lawyers. Nick, good morning there to you, mate.
Morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Today, speaking penalties under the Fair Work Act. For those who don't know, what is the Fair Work Act?
Good question. The Fair Work Act replaced back in 2009 what most people previously would have known as the Work Choices legislation brought in by the Howard government. The Fair Work Act effectively, to really oversimplify it, regulates the employment of all employees of companies in Australia, of corporations, and bodies corporate. So it does a few other things. It establishes the Fair Work Commission as well, which deals with industrial disputes, sets out protocols for how workplace disputes are dealt with under the Act. It gives effect and creates this concept of modern industrial awards, which apply to various professions and industries. But most importantly, in my view, it sets the national employment standards,
okay.
And which includes things like the minimum workplace rights and minimum wages, which is hot topic at the moment, leave entitlements, all those basic rights of employees, and also provides protection to employees against discrimination and unfair dismissal and participating in industrial action and being members of unions and that kind of thing. So that's where it's probably, for the purpose of today's topic, most relevant. It's really the Act that confirms and legislates for obligations on employers and rights of employees.
Nick, what are the consequences, say, of breaching the Act?
It depends on the type of breach.
Okay.
Some examples of like a contravention could be contravening the national employment standards, so not honouring someone's leave entitlements or failing to pay wages in accordance with those standards or in accordance with an employment contract or penalty rates or certain rates or other rights payable under an award, for example. So those are some common contraventions that we tend to see. Failing to keep adequate employee records or taking adverse action against an employee for a reason that you're not allowed to, that's prohibited. So, for example, them being part of a union. But the Act also prohibits certain terms from being included in employment contracts.
Okay.
One of those common terms might be the circumstances under which an employer can claw back or force an employee to use some of their pay. I'm thinking more restaurant employees, for example, having to use pay to purchase things from that restaurant. It can only be done in a certain number of within strict parameters. So if, for example, there's a contravention against one of those terms, then it'll result in that term and possibly that contract being invalid and unenforceable. But the bigger consequence of breaching the Act will be if an employee has suffered some sort of a loss, then compensation can be payable to that employee.
Okay.
And the employer and those involved in that contravention can be liable for penalties, they're called civil penalties.
Okay.
So it's not a fine as such. It's not a criminal consequence. It's a civil matter. So no one ends up with a criminal record for doing so. Not at this stage, but a penalty can be payable.
So who can be liable for these penalties there, Nick?
Well, in the first instance, the employer, the company is going to be the obvious one. And being a company, it's the maximum penalty open to be imposed is going to be those higher amounts of either 66 or up to 666,000. Notably, the Act goes broader than this and provides that any individual who is involved in that breach can also be made liable personally. The most common extent or reach of this provision is directors. And for someone to be involved in that breach, they're either to aid or abet or counsel, so that's sort of encourage, or to procure, to bring about that breach, or if they've tried to induce that breach of the Act, whether that's by promises or threats, or if they've just been knowingly concerned in the contravention, so they've played an active role and participated in it, and they've done so knowingly. That's interesting.
Certainly is interesting, yes. Things that we don't really get to hear too much of, but we do get to hear it with the team at Valenti Lawyers. Now, mate, if people are wanting to know more about, say, the penalties under the Fair Work Act, and they want to know a little bit more about the Fair Work Act, can they get in contact with you and the team there at Valenti Lawyers?
They certainly can. We will be happy to assist both employers and employees in understanding their rights under the Act, their obligations, and if they've got any questions or they feel they've been wronged in some way or there's a dispute and they're not quite sure how to handle it, that's certainly something we're quite happy to help with.
All right. Get in contact with the team at Valenti Lawyers today. Check out the website, valentilawyers.com.au. Nick Steinsvag, the Senior Associate there with Valenti Lawyers. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Thank you very much, Troy. Thank you for having me.